Hi, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Did you make it back from Boston?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yay. Was the weather cooperative? Was it raining?
We had good and bad. We had
Really?
rain. Made the mistake of going to a museum on the sunny day and walking around town on the day when it wasn't.
There's some great places to see museum-wise in Boston.
Yeah. You know what? I thought I was going. I went to the public library because I thought it was going to be really cool. My brother had taken a picture of it, and it wasn't the right building because the Boston Public Library is just not. It's not old and nostalgic. It's a cool building, but it's not.
Yeah, it's more modern.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Athenaeum, you didn't get to see that, did you? The
What's that?
Boston Athenaeum.
Yes, we went there, as a
Oh, you
matter of fact.
did it.
Yeah.
Ah, I should have given you a heads up. I could have gotten you behind the scenes in there.
As a matter of fact, a friend of Dean's got us in,
Oh,
and
good. All right.
because she's a member, I guess,
Yeah.
you know, we got to go into different parts of the. I mean, basically it. I don't know. I felt like it looked all the same, but there were some interesting stuff. But we also went to the Museum of Fine Arts
Oh, yeah.
before that. And so it was kind of like more of the same.
Ah, okay.
You know, if we hadn't been to the Museum of Fine Arts, we might have found that stuff maybe a little more exciting. But we spent like 4 hours in the museum.
Yeah, it's a great museum.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, Emily. Hi, Tom. Hi, Matt.
No.
Everybody had a good summer so far? Maybe, maybe not.
Tom, are you muted?
Tom, you're muted.
Can't hear you.
Okay, how's that?
Here we go.
There we go. Yeah. So where were you? You were at a museum of fine arts, but I didn't know where.
Oh, were you speaking to me, Martha?
Yes.
Yeah, I just came back from Boston.
Gee, I just came back from Baker City. The National Historic Oregon Trail Center, Interpretive Center, amazing place. Has anybody been there?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I'm designed three storage systems for them and we'll be installing them probably first quarter next year.
Oh, good.
So I was work over there today for my second trip working with them.
That's a haul for a day trip.
Well, no, I drove over Monday, worked yesterday, and came back this morning.
Okay.
Got back early afternoon.
All right. Let's see, Janet, you're here. Oh, wait, admit Janet. There we go. Sorry. That was my bad. For come on. Hi, Janet.
Oh, there she is.
See, do we have everybody or are we missing Melinda?
Rebecca, and she told me that
Rebecca,
she
right.
was going to be able to make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Janet, do you want to take over? You're muted.
Your
Janet,
lips are
you're muted. You're
moving.
muted, Janet.
Mel has a new hairdo. Ooh.
Now,
All right, yeah,
yes.
perfect. Okay.
Okay. It was, I'm all discombobulated. My husband was home and I got kicked out of the room I was going to do. So it's like, I can relocate. Sorry. Okay. Call to order. Minutes review. Everybody had a chance to go over the minutes?
Yep.
I failed to print an agenda.
Oh, I printed the agenda, but didn't do the minutes. There we go.
Mel, do you want to pop those up? Can you?
I'm not on my desktop.
Oh, you're not? Okay, let me see.
I'm outside of my room. I'm not on my remote desktop.
Okay, time out. Let me see if I can do that real quick.
Okay. Sorry, or I would.
And when were these minutes from?
March 17th. We remember it like yesterday.
Right.
I have minutes from April 21st.
Well, on our agenda, it says it's from March.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but wasn't there a meeting in April?
They have to.
I don't know, several got canceled in a row.
Yeah. Like, because that was right when COVID.
Okay. I actually have an agenda that says April 21st on it. I wasn't there.
Oh.
But.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a canceled meeting.
I kind of like April and May both got scrubbed at the last minute.
Yeah.
And okay. And then the decision then was let's hold off until.
Yeah.
Until after
and then summer.
Summer
came.
And okay. Then summer came. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still looking for it. So hold on a second.
So then okay. I haven't met Matt. Hi, Matt. I'm Tom. He's waving.
Yeah.
Do you have Aurora Borealis going on in your background or what?
Yeah, just one of the Zoom backgrounds that they give you.
Nothing. Are you a science teacher?
No. Nope, I just thought it was a pretty background.
Oh.
It's a very pretty background.
Yeah, it's cool.
I guarantee
looking,
it's more attractive than my
actual
I'm
with Martha. Study. I see the minutes from April. I think the May meeting was canceled, but we had one April 21st.
Then the agenda's wrong. My apologies.
Thank you. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
I guess all I can say is duh.
All right, let me see if I can share the screen here.
It was
y'all see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Martha wasn't there. Rebecca wasn't there.
So tell me when you want me to stop scrolling and I'll do that.
I must have been there.
Yep. You moved to adjourn it, so I think so, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been an out-of-body experience.
I'm leaving that alone, Jenna.
Has everybody seen enough of it, or you want to look at some more?
I feel good with it.
Just scroll back up to the beginning.
All the way to the beginning. There.
Well, we have to move this off dead center, so I'll move we accept the minutes from the April meeting as presented.
Okay. Would someone like to second that, please?
I will second that.
Thank you. Okay. the agenda review. Has everybody had a chance to go over the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any public people?
No.
Good. That's another one off of it. Okay, Doug, you're on.
Okay. So a few things have happened and not happened since we last met. One is the library is kind of still in flux as far as what we're doing. We've opened up all the way. We have opened 7 days a week now. We're almost up to our full amount of hours that we were previous to the pandemic. I think we're about 2 hours short. We've started earlier in the day, opening at 10 a.m. and we have more extended hours on Saturdays and Sundays. We are not doing programming in person yet, and for all the reasons that you all know about. I wish to say I would have thought at this point we might be there, but with the Delta variant, we're not. So we're going to continue to do things virtually from a programming side of house, and we're also doing a lot of take and makes and take and plays with our little ones. And we just had an adult STEM kit that went out this week, and it seemed to be very popular, and we handed them all out within a day, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we're still trying to do those kind of events that aren't obviously as great as if we could do them in person, but I think in the foreseeable future, that's where we're going to still be at from that. We did acquire, I think since that last time we've met, a library lockers. We have 15 of them. They seem to be well received in the community. You can fairly easily go to the site through our website and be able to request once your materials have been holds have been made it to the library or been accumulated at our library. You can have them put out there, go at any time, 24 hours a day, and put in your code that you get from us and retrieve your items. That seems, like I said, to see be very, people are enjoying that, especially those that can't get to the library during our open hours, or it's just inconvenient, or they have, you know, some medical issues where they don't want to be out more in public. So that seems to be a good thing. We also wanted to, I think, finalize our library policy, which we had, which was a collection development. Is that right, Mel? If
I remember. Yeah, and I emailed all of you that, I believe, yesterday.
Right. And so there were some.
You have a copy of it.
Did all of you get that?
Yep.
Okay. So I think we went over it, I believe, at our last meeting or the meeting before our last together. And then I also asked our librarians and other administration here to look at it as well, just to make sure that we were catching all the things. I will tell you some of the things that have come out. There are, of course, people that believe that they have a book that definitely needs to be part of the library. A lot of self-published books come through, and not that we are necessarily against self-published books, but some of them don't necessarily meet the criteria that we're looking for materials. And so we wanted to, again, put the most of the onus and most of the review side of it with our professional librarians to make sure that, you know, we're accepting things that we want in the library. And that's, you know, basically many things, but there are some things that just don't fit. And we're not talking about religious or political or other things. If somebody wrote a book about, you know, their explorations with their grandparents to, you know, Antarctica, and it's not been reviewed or reviewed very poorly, it's not probably something we're going to add to our collection. So we want to be able to add the things that we think are relevant, that our community is wanting and asking for, and we think that have been reviewed right. We have made an exception. We are accepting self-published items that have to do with West Lynn or this area. So there are people that do publish things recently. The West Lynn Historical Society essentially self-published a book about the West Lynn Park systems. So of course we would want those kind of things and other personal recollections for our local history area. So again, we follow all the American Library Association standards for accepting and of course keep the First Amendment and right there at our forefront. and not wanting to discriminate and not wanting to censor anything. But there are some things that just don't naturally, we wouldn't put into our collections for various reasons. And we want that ability to make those decisions at the professional librarian level.
Can I make comments on what I read?
What's that?
Can I comment on, or is this?
Of course, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I just found a couple of things that I had questions on.
Okay.
Oops, wrong thing. Okay, so one of the things that this is very minor, but in the fourth paragraph, in that first sentence, it says, viewpoints, opinions, and perspectives will be included, and I feel like it should say are included.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I had a question about the digital material.
Okay.
It says that they're not selected by the Westland Public Library staff. So who selects them?
Oh, that's a good question. So we're in those particular cases, we're talking about databases for the most part.
Okay.
So the databases are, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the databases that are ones that we agree cooperatively with for the most part to work with the whole county system and acquire. And so those are ones that aren't necessarily individually curated. They're ones that we've decided in general. And there's also electronic formats like the New York Times, where we have that in digital content, which we have here at the library, that our patrons can, that have library cards, can access. Obviously, we're not curating every article that's in the New York Times or any of the other publications that we do for content or for clarity. So that just gives us that little caveat that says, hey, we, you know, there are things that we have in here that we haven't actually physically said, yes, we want this, yes, we like this, yes, we don't like that. And that usually appears in the digital content. Any other questions? All right, we can certainly make that the grammatical change. Thank you for catching that. All right, so I guess now would be the time when you could decide to accept this policy as an advisory board.
Would someone like to make a motion to accept it?
I move to accept the policy.
All in, someone like to second that?
I will second.
Okay. All in favor, put your thumbs up. Opposed? Okay, there we go.
Great. Thank you all for that. So our last one is, my last agenda is community services director. So this last week, I was, a few more duties were added to my responsibility and a slight title variation change. So I'm now the library director, but I'm also the director over community services. So what that entails is I'm leading the task force on diversity, equity, and inclusion, on homelessness, and also the liaison to the school district and all the faith communities, and basically overseeing all the social services that we have or that we work with in the city. That's just some of the things, but those are the big items right there, as well as continuing as library director. So say nice things at my funeral, I guess.
Whoa.
But I'm still committed to working at the library quite a bit, but there will be times when, you know, I'll be drawn to other places. So you'll always see Mel, but you'll see Rick and Sarah who have given them the night off. So they have other things that they're attending to tonight. But I just want to let you know that's now official, and and it's going to take some time for me to kind of see what's going to happen and see what the best way for some of these things are. You know, homelessness has become a big issue around our community, not as much in our community from what everyone can see, but it's certainly, there are laws now that affect how we interact with the homeless. And we want to make sure that we're doing what we are legally allowed to do and also compassionately should do in our community. So as things start to change and as we start to build on the 205, it's going to displace certain people in certain areas. And so there's important work to be done to make sure we take care of our folks here in Westland.
You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, luckily I have a good staff that helps me, so I lean on them. Mel's going to be my, as always, my co-pilot on this, and we'll be working directly with her and I on most of these things together. So, but yeah, there's a lot. We're drawing all the faith community leaders at the end of the month here to the library to meet with the city council and city manager and the electeds. So hopefully we can get to start to meet some people. I mean, one thing that we do know about West Lynn is that we are a community that enjoys the many things that we have in our community, but don't necessarily interact a lot with inside of our community when it comes to civics or politics, which is nice. So it's sometimes harder to get to people and kind of see where they're at and how things are going in their lives. So we're trying to, first we'll go to the faith community, and next we'll be going to this, to the PTAs, PTOs, also working with the Little Leagues and soccer leagues, and also the civic organizations like Rotary, Lions, and others, key clubs that are here, and also the high school and other clubs that exist, trying to really get them in front of our city electeds and myself, kind of understand some of the things that are challenging to them, and also some of the things that they have to offer that we may not know about. And again, hopefully some things just organically spring out where you have people meeting together on their own and talking about things and be able to help solve some issues. That's one of our hopes with the faith community getting together, is even coordinating their food pantries, which all of them, or many of them, do have. And there's a lot that have more than others. And they've seemed so far in my individual talk with them and interested in helping each other out and creating the supplies where there aren't any, and you know, there's more supplies giving them out. So hopefully we can extend that piece too.
Will you be doing this out of your library office?
Good question. Yes, will be my home office, but I will be, my office, I will in the library. I don't know if it'll necessarily be where I'm sitting right now, but it will be here. And then some of the time I'll be up at City Hall, depending on what kind of meetings I have and who I need to talk to. So, yes, I plan on being here.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Wow. Can I make comments?
Well, congratulations, I think.
Thank you.
To Mel and to Doug, sleep is overrated.
I don't know about that.
No, it's not. It's really grand.
And then Doug, is there a cohort similar to your to this position in, say, Lake Oswego?
Or to my knowledge, there's not. To my knowledge, this kind of sits what I'm doing in this dual role. Oftentimes, you'll see community services and libraries together, and what that really is an extension of is the library or Parks and Rec, and they put them together and call them community services. So working on individual things, some of these things have resided in communities that have social services, which we don't technically have. Some reside at the police department, which aren't, you know, I'm going to be working with them, of course, but not, they're not be directing this information, these task force, if you will. And a lot of them even have their own diversity, equity, and inclusion and homeless task force. I know I'm working with the ODOC, a homeless persons just for our region, and I'll be working with the fire, TVFNR, who also deals with a lot of encampments and other things. So I'm really learning as I go. I'm not an expert in these areas at all. So I won't pretend to be. I'm just going to try to learn and gather information and try to do the best that we can. I do think we need this kind of eyesight on our eyes on in our community that we don't necessarily have right now, and make sure that we're doing things in a way that we can all be proud of.
For a little of this, I have a sense that perhaps at least a component of it grew out of the difficulties we had within the police department and things that went untouched for years, coupled with the significant changes in our responsibilities to the homeless and some of the other things that have changed all of our lives in the last 24 months. And I think kind of salute the city for stepping forward and trying to seize control. Well, seize control is so serious, but begin to shape some working knowledge and draw people in.
Right. I mean, I've told many people that, you know, I'm learning this as I go, but homelessness or houselessness or people that have, you know, residential insecurities, it's not just the people you see potentially living, you know, under a bridge or along a freeway exit or entrance or in a public out place. I mean, there's secondary, which we have quite a bit of, which is defined by the government as people who live on couches or couch surf or live in a car that's mobile, not a stationary place like you see sometimes with motorhomes and others. And then even boarding homes are considered tertiary homelessness or houselessness. So we do have that in our community, and we have more of it than we probably can see because we don't really see it per se on, you know, as we go through a park or go get onto a freeway. But they are part of our community, and we owe it to them to try to do the best that we can for all of them in our community and try to work on it collectively. So I might be reaching out to all of you for ideas and suggestions, but I think ultimately we want to do this in a way that is, you know, learn from the problems that other cities are facing and try not to go down those roads, but also learn from those communities as well where they've been successful and try to incorporate some of those things too.
I'm going to use the word, we're not an inclusive community only because we are not a city that has a lot of self-contained businesses that city residents work in. We're not like a Lake Oswego. We're not like a Wilsonville. We're between them. And so we have a lot of transient residents who work in other cities around, and consequently, we don't connect very much personally. And this has the opportunity to draw some folks together.
Right, and I think that's been very well put. I think one of the problems, you know, if we were a company town and we were, and everybody that lived here worked for the company, we could go to the various lunch hours at the company and talk to everybody about what's happening in the community. We're not a company town. We're a diverse set of people working and from home, people working in Portland, people working in Salem, all over the place. And so this is truly where they come to find their rest and to eat and to feel safe and to put their kids in the schools here and try to live their life in a quiet way. So it's sometimes difficult to try to say, hey, you know, let's talk about what's going on and how can we make this better when there's not a singular place where we can necessarily go or a few places where we can go to find people. We certainly know the folks who tell us all about the problems, who continue to tell us about the problems over and over for many, many years, but which is important to hear as well. But it's also important to hear other voices as well and other issues. And so that will be a challenge to try to find those and have them everybody kind of work together. I think there is an intent in our community, which I've noticed already, of people, especially in faith communities and civic organizations, of wanting to do something. So we can collectively, you know, harness those and that power to work collectively together, I think we can help make the community better.
Yeah. Well, glad you took that on. I mean, it's a big chore, Doug, but you're well, you know, you and I have been hanging around together for a long time, and I see the fit, and I sure see the need as you describe it. And some of the issues we've been through over the last couple of decades, it's just little snippets, forget the police department thing, but other things trying to bring folks together and very difficult.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think it'll be good. So any other questions that you might have? I may not have an answer for them, but I promise to try to get you an answer.
Not a question, but I was just going to echo Tom's sentiments and say, I don't know how necessarily this came about, if it was the city that approached you or you that approached them, but I think it's very admirable that you're willing to do this. It's a pretty unique position that not other cities can complain about problems like that, but don't necessarily take on or find somebody to help find solutions. So I think it's very impressive.
Well, thank you. I think it's a little of both. I noticed the city need, and also, you know, we see this a lot. A lot of these issues that I'm trying to help with, you know, find their ways to the library. You know, we deal on a regular basis with homeless. We deal with diversity, equity, inclusion issues. And so holistically, if we can help it from a city perspective, ultimately we'll help it from a library perspective. And we've had very good response in working in these two areas already. So I'm hoping we can take some of those things and help it work across the city. So it was a, I will tell you this honestly, so everybody understands this. I didn't get not one red cent more to do this. This is so, for me to take this on, I'm taking this on partly because I believe in it, and I believe that it's important that we do it. And also I believe that, you know, it shouldn't be something that you're doing for money. This is something you have to do for your heart and do for your community. I'm paid fine. That's not the issue. So, but this isn't for some new car or another beach house or a first beach house. That's not even another.
Well, how long have you and your family lived in West Lynn, Doug?
I don't know. Is it 15, 20 years? I'd have to look at the mortgage.
at least 20, because Stacy was Katie's teacher.
Yeah, Stacy's been here 20, was here 20, yeah. 26. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's a huge difference. Somebody who's a homer, kind of, so to speak, one of us.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, let's be honest. The reason I got this job is because I already lived here. There have been so many directors that had come and gone that went to California, all good, many good ones, and they came and they left quickly. They weren't necessarily here, and they wanted, you know, they wanted somebody that was anchored here. So, you know, I left academia to do that, and I'm so glad I did 6.5 years ago. Tom, you can appreciate this. I'm the second longest tenured library director to Pam Williams in the history of this city of library directors. So there was literally a 10-year period where there were 11 directors in 10 years. So, and it wasn't all conspiracy or fraud or, you know, controversy. It was a lot came here from California and wanted to get back into California purse. And this was their way to get a directorship and then be looked at in the director's realm and back in California. And there were other issues too, but I'm definitely a hometown. This is my place. Everybody knows that. And I live very close to here, and I have a passion for this community and I love it. And I want to make sure that we can do the best that we can with it.
Janet, how long have you lived here?
Oh, good Lord. We moved here in 86.
Okay, you beat us by 2 years. We came in 88.
And I'm a native Oregonian.
Me too.
I got here in 99.
Buffalonian, go Bills. A lousy start.
Well, you're going to turn it around up there in Buffalo. So
I also think our city manager is the kind of person that is willing to take less of an administrator and more of a doer. I mean, he's not a shirt and tie guy. No offense there, Doug.
You look no worries.
Tonight. But I think he strikes me as kind of a doer.
And well, he does want to make sure that we're trying to do what we can to try to get above the noise, which is sometimes really difficult in West Lynn. The noise seems to take over a lot of things sometimes, and sometimes getting above the noise and or below it, lower frequencies work well too. So, but it's somewhere not around the noise to kind of make things change. So
yeah,
we'll hope to see it happen. So that's all I have at this point. I know that I think, what else did we have on here?
Foundation.
Oh, foundation updates. Foundation is still working on, they're running the bookstore. They're going to be doing a couple of fundraisers. They're going to do a wine. We're going to be using the city owns up at the parks up the adult community center, a 14 passenger bus. And so I'm going to drive it at some point, and we're going to go around to a couple vineyards, and we're going to sell a ticket. And then you get on the bus and you can go and do wine sampling. And I'll just be drinking in the bus bourbon. I'm just kidding. Not drinking at all. But we're going to be having that, and we're going to be having a couple other fundraisers to try to build up where we really have suffered financially is during COVID. You know, our programs, we were able to kind of, you know, make do with what we had and not really tap into the funds of the foundation. But Dolly Parton, which is as important a thing as we do here, you know, that required money every single month. And so luckily the foundation did give us a kind of shot in the arm to get us back to we have a year in reserve, but we're going to try to build that up. It's been very well received in our community. We have over 400 children between 0 and 5, which represents over 65% of our 0 to 5 population here in this community that are getting the books from Dollywood Foundation every month. And it really
is helpful. Before my kids aged out, for sure.
Good. It's a great program. It's a wonderful program, and we want to continue it, and we are continuing it. So that's what, when we're raising funds, that's what we're raising them for. And Martha has been involved in the past, and it's been very successful when we do something at the Ale House usually, but it's been challenging, you know, with COVID to try to bring people together and get them to, you know, how do you raise money in this time. So we're working on that. And I think as we're able to, we're going to, you know, do a wine tour of a couple of the wineries here in Westland have agreed to do a free thing for us and do some wine tastings and other things. And we'll be providing the transportation to that and be able to keep the proceeds from what we sell those tickets for. But I think it will be about $75 per person. We'll go to 2 wineries, I think, and should be fun. And we'll get you home safely. We'll pick you up and we'll get you home safely. And that's half the battle. I guess if we offered babysitting, that would be the other big battle. But we'll work with just safe transportation right now. All right.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Was anything done about the Holly Grace Jones in July? Did anything happen around that, around her birthday?
Yes, we did not do an event like we had the year before, which you were involved in, where Kindness Rocks. I know we didn't do something. I do know that the family asked for cards to be sent, and I think that's what happened. And people also donated funds that were asked. I mean, there was an ask that was put out there, but a formal program around it we did not have. I do know that. Denise was very active in helping us select the award winner for the scholarship this last year, and that seemed to be very meaningful. This would have been Holly's graduate year this last year. She would have graduated from high school if she'd still been with us. And so the person who did get the scholarship was one of her old classmates and friends. So it was very fitting, I think. So and wrote a wonderful tribute to Holly as her friend. It was very nice.
That is very nice.
Okay. Comments? No one have any comments? Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Okay.
I'll second.
Over.
Thank you all for your help. Much appreciated.
Yeah, good to see everybody.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good evening.